now the word of the Lord, as recorded in Jeremiah chapter 35. Jeremiah chapter 35, the reading begins at verse 1. Jeremiah chapter 35, beginning reading at verse 1. The word which came unto Jeremiah from the Lord in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, saying, Go unto the house of the Rechabites, and speak unto them, and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and give them wine to drink. Then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren, and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites. And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door. And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, Drink ye wine. But they said, We will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, Ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we nor, let's read once again now, Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 8. Jeremiah chapter 35, verse 8. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in, neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. But it came to pass, when Nebuchadrezzar, king of Babylon, came up into the land, that we said, Come and let us go to Jerusalem, for fear of the army of the Chaldeans, and for fear of the army of the Syrians, So we dwell at Jerusalem. Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, Will ye not receive instruction to hearken to my words, saith the Lord? The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine or perform, for unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, Return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people hath not hearkened unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, Behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab the son of Rechab shall not want a man to stand before me forever. Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 19. Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 1 through 19. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. God blesses obedience. God blesses obedience. Our theme, our topic for this worship service. There are those of you who wonder, why does Pastor Page do this? Why is there this 24/7 program that we can listen to every minute of the day, every day of the week, every week of the month? Why does Pastor Page do this? The answer is found right here in Jeremiah chapter 35. What is the answer, Pastor Page? It is an attempt to get you to obey Almighty God. Pastor Page wants you to obey Almighty God. Pastor Page has committed himself to obedience to Almighty God. And so, in a nutshell, summing it up, I am happiest when people obey Almighty God. I am successful when people who hear me obey Almighty God. As a matter of fact, the thrust of my ministry is for you to hear the word of God from my mouth and respond not to me, but to Almighty God. That's the thrust of my ministry. It is my prayer that some of you will respond by supporting the ministry financially. But in terms of the spiritual response, the most important response, the essence of the epitome of the response, that response is to be to Almighty God. Hear the word at the mouth of Pastor Page and call out to God. I want to get you in daily, even moment, even hourly contact with Almighty God. I talk to him. I talk to him throughout the day. God and I talk. So when I get ready to pray, it is not like I've got to make an appointment. I pray constantly. The Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. Pray, pray. If you don't have it on your lips, have it in your heart. God can read the prayer in your heart. You may say, well, I'd rather pray aloud. Well, in the psalm, we're told that, yes, we should call upon the Lord and pray aloud. Yes, we should pray aloud. But God answers prayers also that are not aloud. How do you know, Paige? Because Hannah got a son out of a prayer that was in her heart. Her lips were moving. The priest, Eli, thought she was drunk, but she was praying in her heart. She was not uttering audible words that men could hear or that women could hear, but God read her heart and gave her her petition. She was praying for a man child, and that man child we now know to be the prophet Samuel. So Hannah prayed a prayer in her heart. Her lips were moving, but she was not uttering audible words. Pray to God. That's why I do this. That's why we do this. Chapter 35 of Jeremiah is very specific and very explicit. God gives Jeremiah a command, because he wants to make a point. He wants to make, as far as I can extrapolate from what I've read, or as far as I have extrapolated, he wants to make the point of the importance of obedience to God. So he tells Jeremiah to go unto the house of the Rechabites and to speak to them and bring them into the house of the Lord, into one of the chambers, and to give them wine to drink. Jeremiah immediately apparently does what God says do. Jeremiah obeyed God. True prophets should understand and do understand, I believe, the importance of obeying God. Of course, Jonah, I'll assume, was true. He fled from God. But Jeremiah appeared to be an humble prophet, an obedient prophet. So Jeremiah said, then I took Jaazaniah, the son of Jeremiah, the son of Habazaniah, and his brethren and all his sons, and the whole house of the Rechabites, and I brought them into the house of the Lord. That's what God told Jeremiah to do. Jeremiah is an example of an obedient servant of Almighty God. He did exactly what God told him to do. And that was important for God to make the point that he wanted to make. His agent, his prophet, needed to do exactly what God told him to do. Jeremiah said, "And I brought them into the house of the Lord, into the chamber of the sons of Hanan, the son of Igdaliah, a man of God, which was by the chamber of the princes, which was above the chamber of Maaseiah, the son of Shallum, the keeper of the door." Then Jeremiah says this, "And I set before the sons of the house of the Rechabites pots full of wine and cups, and I said unto them, drink ye wine." So Jeremiah takes the whole house of the Rechabites into the house of the Lord, and he sets before them in one of the chambers, he sets before them pots full of wine and cups. And then he tells them, drink ye wine, drink wine. But they said, we will drink no wine, for Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, commanded us, saying, ye shall drink no wine, neither ye nor your sons forever. Neither shall ye build house, nor sow seed, nor plant vineyard, nor have any, but all your days ye shall dwell in tents, that ye may live many days in the land where ye be strangers. Thus we have, once again, verse 8 now of Jeremiah 35, here's what the sons of Jonah, of the sons of Rechab, this is what the Rechabites said. Thus we have obeyed the voice of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, our father, in all that he hath charged us, to drink no wine all our days, we, our wives, our sons, nor our daughters, nor to build houses for us to dwell in. Neither have we vineyard, nor field, nor seed, but we have dwelt in tents, and have obeyed, and done according to all that Jonadab our father commanded us. This is a sterling example of obedience. A sterling example of obedience, and this is the example that God wanted to hold up before his disobedient people, before the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. God wanted to contrast their activities and their actions against the obedience of the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab. He wanted to show that here you have an earthly father who gave a command, and his descendants obeyed it to the letter. Not just them, but their wives, their sons, their daughters obeyed the commandment of a man, of a father. God now turns and says unto them, this is verse 12, listen. Verse 12 of Jeremiah chapter 35, "Then came the word of the Lord unto Jeremiah, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, go and tell the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, will ye not receive instruction and hearken to my words, saith the Lord?" The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine or perform. For unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. Now this is quite a charge. The sons of Jonadab, the Rechabites, have kept very faithfully the commandment of their father. But here, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem have not obeyed the commandment or the word of the God of Israel, the Lord of hosts. He is the God of Israel. He is the Lord of hosts. And they have had the audacity to not listen to him. Yet the Rechabites, the sons of Jonadab, have listened and performed what their earthly daddy told them. And here, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem have refused to obey the command of Almighty God. First of all, the Rechabites show that it can be done. You see, ungodly people are people who are full of lust and want their own way, would like to say, well, it can't be done. God, what you are asking us to do, we just can't do it. You see, God knew what the Rechabites had done. He knew what the sons of Jonadab had done. He knew that they were faithful. And he knew that his people were not faithful. God's people, the men of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, they were not faithful. And that's why God wanted to show this picture of a group of people who were human, living on earth concurrently, that is, living on earth at the same time. Here you have faithful human beings being faithful to the commandment of their earthly father on earth at the exact same time that you have these unfaithful human beings living in the southern kingdom at Judah and Jerusalem in Jerusalem, and they are refusing to obey the word of Almighty God. What a contrasting picture that is. Think of it. You see, because we like to say, well, God, that's too hard. Nobody can do that. Well, the sons of Jonadab prove that it can be done. The sons of Jonadab prove that you can obey the commandments you've been given. God didn't even tell his people, well, you've got to never drink wine and never plant anything and never live in houses. Those were rather strict and stringent commands, it would appear to us, that the Rechabites had been given, and they had kept them. But in Jerusalem, in Judah, in the southern kingdom, they could plant vineyards, and they could drink wine, and they could build houses, and they didn't have to always live in tents, and yet they would not obey the God of heaven. What a striking and startling contrast. The sons of Jonadab obey to the letter the commandment of an earthly father. Yet, the people who are the people of God refuse to listen to God. Look at God's complaint against them. Listen here. Listen here. Well, Paige, why are you reading it? Because some of you fit the exact same mold as the men and inhabitants of Jerusalem of the time of Jeremiah. These words could be spoken about many of you who are listening to this sermon. Listen to what the Lord says here in Jeremiah chapter 35, beginning reading at verse 14. The words of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, that he commanded his sons not to drink wine or perform, for unto this day they drink none, but obey their father's commandment. Notwithstanding, I have spoken unto you, rising early and speaking, but ye hearken not unto me. I have sent also unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, return ye now every man from his evil way, and amend your doings, and go not after other gods to serve them, and ye shall dwell in the land which I have given to you and to your fathers. But ye have not inclined your ear, nor hearkened unto me. Because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people has not hearkened unto me, therefore thus saith the Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. This is what God says. You see, the faithfulness of the Rechabites condemned the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the men of Judah. You see, the people who were at the holy city, who possessed the temple of God, they were judged, they were testified against by the faithfulness of the Rechabites, of the sons of Jonadab. And God uses that. And he uses it very specifically. You see where he says, because the sons of Jonadab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandment of their father, which he commanded them, but this people have not hearkened unto me. Therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the evil that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken unto them, but they have not heard, and I have called unto them, but they have not answered. Some of you fit this mold, my friends. God has spoken unto you by pastors, by your mother, your grandmother, your father, your granddaddy, your neighbor, some Christian at work, but you've turned a deaf ear. You see, the Christian told you that God will judge sin, that your sins will find you out. The Christian told you that the wages of sin is death, and also, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The Christian told you to repent before it's too late, that if you repent, God will forgive you. But you can wait too late. In his ministering to Judah, to Jerusalem, to the people in the southern kingdom particularly, Jeremiah kept saying, turn from your evil ways, and the Lord may repent himself of the evil he has spoken against you. But they refused to listen to Jeremiah. And we see here God said that he had pronounced against them evil. And apparently he has given them time to repent. He sent all his servants, the prophets, but they refused to hear. That is, that's what hearken mean. He refused, they refused to hear. And now God is saying that he's going to do all those judgmental things that he said that he was going to do. It appears that God had been willing to forgive them and let them remain in their land, but they refused to hear him. And yet, the sons of Jonadab, the fact that they performed the commandment of their father shows that it is possible to obey. They prove that it is possible for human beings to obey commandments. But the people in Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, refused to obey. And I wouldn't be surprised if someone said, well, Lord, that's too hard. We couldn't do that. Well, the sons of Jonadab prove that it can be done. And there are those of you who would say, well, the Lord understands I'm human and that I need this and that. And he understands it's hard to keep his commandments. So he understands when I go out and do this or that. That's not what he told the inhabitants of Judah and Jerusalem. That's not what he told the children of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem. That's not what he said. He proved to them, and he proves to you, my very reading of it proves to you, that the commandments can be kept. The commandments of God. Jesus said to his disciples, if ye love me, keep my commandments. When you don't keep your commandments, when you don't keep God's commandments, the question arises, do you love him? When you don't keep Jesus' commandments, the question arises, do you love Jesus? And when you are not keeping his commandments, the testimony is that you may not love him, because Jesus said, if ye love me, keep my commandments. So you are not demonstrating your love for Jesus when you disobey his commandments. To demonstrate your love for Jesus, you must obey him. And when you disobey him, you do not demonstrate your love for him. God blesses obedience. God blesses obedience. If Judah, if Jerusalem had hearkened to God, God would have blessed that obedience and would not have performed the evil he had pronounced against them. If you will hear the word of God and repent and turn from your evil way, it is very possible that God will not perform the evil he has pronounced against you. That's what the king of Nineveh said. The king of Nineveh commanded that people would repent, would sit, and he himself took off his royal robes and put on sackcloth and sat in ashes, saying, peradventure, or the words to the effect that maybe the Lord will repent himself, will not perform that which Jonah preached. For Jonah said, 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown or destroyed. 40 days, 40 days. And the king was wise enough by the grace of God to command that people fast and see if they could thwart or they could avoid the great judgment that God had pronounced against them through the mouth of Jonah. If you will repent, you can avoid a lot of hurt, a lot of harm, a lot of sadness, a lot of tragedy, a lot of captivity, a lot of suffering, if you will just repent. God blesses obedience. Here he even blessed the obedience of the Rechabites. Look at what God says. On the one hand, He tells his people at Judah and Jerusalem, he tells Judah, his people at Jerusalem, what he's going to do in punishing them. But look how he blesses the Rechabites. Look here in Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 18 and 19. Jeremiah chapter 35, verses 18 and 19. And Jeremiah said unto the house of the Rechabites, thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, because ye have obeyed the commandment of Jonadab your father, and kept all his precepts, and done according unto all that he hath commanded you, therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Jonadab, the son of Rechab, shall not want a man to stand before me forever. What a great blessing. What a great blessing that Almighty God pronounced upon the Rechabites. Why? Because of their faithfulness to the commandments of their earthly father. Because of their obedience to the commandment of their earthly father. God blesses obedience. God blesses obedience. God blesses obedience. This is Pastor Clarence William Page, and you're listening to Light to Guide Our Feet, the 24/7 authentic Christian ministry of Trinity Baptist Church.